866-223-0.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on a beautiful Sunday morning, a great day just to sit in the backyard and say, look what I've done all year. I've worked hard. I planted a whole bunch of perennials, annuals, and my yard is absolutely gorgeous. Have a cookout this afternoon with some wonderful cucumbers and tomatoes and lettuce and all of the vegetables from your garden. I mean, it's short-lived. My cucumber plants are getting to a point now where they're just about done producing, and we've had a wonderful run. I hope all of you had as many as I did. I planted some pickling cukes, and I planted what I did. It was really kind of neat. I had a section of chain-link fence that had the frame to it that was holding the chain link on it, and I attached that to my garden and trained the cucumbers to go up the chain link fence. So it takes up a lot less room in your garden. You're doing vertical gardening instead of horizontal on the ground. So I could plant something else on the ground, grow the cukes on this fencing. And I did about 20 feet of cucumbers up against the fence and had enough pickling cukes to make 42 quarts of pickles. And if you go to my website, and you'll see the recipe. There is a section on just recipes. And you'll love this recipe for bread and butter pickles. And it's right on my website, paulparent.com. And while you're there, there's a recipe from my Aunt Ruth for green tomato raspberry jam. And at the end of the year, when you clean up the garden and you have all these little tomatoes, golf ball size, maybe a little bit bigger, that you would normally throw in your compost pile, you take those tomatoes, you grind them up, and you cook them with a little bit of sugar and some Jell-O, either raspberry or strawberry Jell-O. And as the seeds cook down, they resemble the seeds that you would find in raspberry or strawberry jam. And I'm telling you, this is wonderful. The kids will never know what they ate because it tastes like raspberry or strawberry, depending on the Jell-O that you use. And that recipe is on the website. And it is delicious. So take a look when you get a chance. Go to paulparent.com. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Wendy from Massachusetts who has a question about houseplants.
Hi, Wendy. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a question on bringing in the houseplants for the winter without bringing in the bugs associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
Last February, I had like tons of spider mites and I don't know if those came in from the summer or what, but and I also had scale on them too.
Okay. Well, probably the best and the safest product that you can use is something called All Season Oil. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and All Season is pretty close to natural. It's a highly refined oil, almost like baby oil that you would put on a baby's bottom so that he doesn't get diaper rash. And Bonide has put it into a built-in sprayer, or you can open up the bottle and mix a little bit to put in like a mister. And all season oil can be used any time of the year and can be used in the house during the winter months. And because it's not a chemical, there's no smell, there's no fumes that are in the air. And especially in the winter, when all the windows are shut and you've got the heat on, if you use some of these indoor houseplant sprays, the chemicals are locked in your house and you're breathing it just like the insect. So all season oil. And I have a bottle, and I usually wait another couple of weeks. So about the middle of September, I'll take my Boston fern that's outside. I turn it upside down, and I spray the underside. Then I stand it up, and I do the top of the plant, and take my hand and try and get it, really get it good on the inside. I have a jade plant that's outside that will get the same thing, and a lot of other plants. So they get hit with the all-season oil 3 or 4 days before I'm going to bring it in. That way it has a chance to dry on the plant, and it kills everything. It smothers. It's not a chemical. It smothers the insect, and it kills the eggs at the same time. So go to any garden center, Bonide all-season oil. Thank you, Wendy. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Nancy from Maine, who has a question about rugosa roses.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pardon?
I said good morning.
About some rugosa roses. We only spent 4 months here on Swan Island, Maine. And
yes.
Do I cut them down before I leave the end of September?
On your rugosa roses, I would rather that you wait till you get back. Now, when do you get back to the island? Do you come back to your cottage on the island in April or May, or is it later?
No, just in June.
You're only there in June. Okay.
June through.
If they're June through the fall. Okay.
Yes.
And by June, the beach roses have made all kinds of foliage. So if you want to control the size of the plant to keep them within reason, and you want to make them thicker and fuller and to increase a lot of new shoots developing at the base, then you should do it in the fall. I prefer to do it in the spring, but in your situation, you're not there until June, and by then the plant's in full leaf, and it would take away from the energy of the plant. So wait as late as possible, and if you can wait until the leaves begin to turn yellow, then you can cut them back to any height. Rugosa roses are wonderful. They are New England's true rose because they are not grafted. Any rose that you buy at the nursery are grafted. So the roots are one plant, and the actual top of the plant is the second one, and they're grafted together. The beach roses, or Rosa rugosa, have their own roots. Much, much hardier, can grow in sand almost. They're wonderful, wonderful plants. So wait until the leaves turn yellow, and then cut them back, and they'll come back like gangbusters. If you can put a little bit of fertilizer after you've pruned them, or even now, a slow-release organic, you're going to see a big difference. Regular roses, leave them alone. No more food for roses at this time of the year. Roses, the last time you feed them is in August. And to be practical, we're almost in September. So don't feed your regular roses now, because if the weather stays nice, that food is used to make new growth. The new growth is succulent. It's soft. It's fleshy. When the weather gets cold, that succulent growth can be killed with the cold weather. If you don't feed, the plant takes the new growth that's on it now and changes it from succulent growth to fibrous, which makes it stronger. It makes it woody. And that way you have a lot less damage of winter kill because you did not stimulate new growth. You allowed Mother Nature to harden the existing growth to make it better able to cope with the winter weather. But a beach rose, it's as tough as nails. So give them a good feed, cut them back, but wait until the leaves turn yellow, if at all possible. Thank you, Nancy. Dawn, who's next?
This is Michael from New Hampshire, who is he has a question about pepper plants.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You called me.
Good morning.
Excuse me. You asked me to call you back concerning some vegetable plants last fall, and I called and told you that I had five pepper plants that didn't get enough sun last summer, and they had tiny peppers but didn't get any yield because we started to get several light frosts. So I brought them in and put them in a room that's almost 60 degrees throughout the winter next to a window, and I kept them watered. They lost all their leaves, and the plant closest to the window survived. So I asked you if it was going to do okay, and you said, well, call me back if it does. I put the plant outside in the spring and fertilized it, watered it, and did very well. Right now I've got peppers on it that are between 5 and 6 inches in diameter, and they're turning red, and I've already picked some this summer already.
That's wonderful. It's good that you can have a little bit of gardening in your house that didn't quite make it. Terrific. Congratulations.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand pump-and-go sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the pump-and-go sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand pump-and-go sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years, If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Pat from Martha's Vineyard, who has a question about a Japanese maple.
Pat, good morning. What's happening with the maple? Tell me.
It's a Japanese maple, and I've got like a moss on it. And it looks like lace from a distance. You get up to it, and it looks like a fern. But my tree branches are dying.
Okay. So there's like this moss growing on the branch itself.
Yep. Yeah. I even cut some of the branches and really looked into it and pulled it off, and it was like a brown spot underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you have is called a lichen, and it's a type of a growth similar to a mushroom, so that you would be know what it's like. But it's similar to a mushroom. It's similar that if you went to Florida or California, down south, you would see Spanish moss draping off of the branches. So it's in that same category. But this lichen that grows on the tree is something that you find more often near water. And just to give you an idea, if you ever buy a Christmas tree and it has these lichens on it, it came from Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia, being they're surrounded by water, all of the Christmas trees from there have this gray lichen growing on it. Most of the time, it grows in harmony with the tree, unless there's a stress. Could be winter kill, it could be drought stress. Then the lichen, instead of living in harmony with the plant, would actually hurt the plant. And right now, there's nothing available that you can spray on it that will kill the lichen. And I think probably the best thing for you to do is just to say, I'm going to take an hour today, and I'm going to physically remove it. It will come back eventually, but at least you can slow down the process of the lichen killing back those branches. And in the spring, once the tree leaves out, any dead branches on that Japanese maple, remove it, because dead branches will encourage the lichens to come. And if it's a strong lichen, it will destroy the dead branches and then move on to healthy. So clean it up, feed the plant to make it stronger. And if you can get that biotone from Espoma that will stimulate the root system and help it to fight off the lichens growing on the plant. Thank you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And if you have a computer and you would like to get more guiding information, go to my website, paulparent.com. There's a whole bunch of information on there on all kinds of topics. And we have a newsletter. And at the very top of the front page, you'll see the words newsletter. Click on it. And then all you need to do is to put in your email address. Press submit. And every Thursday, you will get a newsletter. Now, while you're right there, you're going to see, would you like to see a sample of this week's newsletter? If you click on it, you'll see what I wrote about for this week. We're talking about junipers this week that you can use for privacy, to create an evergreen hedge, to hold back a banking. These are wonderful plants. And we've chosen flowers, and we do this every single week all year. And it's free. So just go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put in your email address, and every Thursday your computer will receive the newsletter, and then you do what you want with it. You can read it and then delete it. You can print it and save it. But we try and do something that's happening at this time of the year. And there's a lot of information there. And if you'd like to get some information about our trip that we've planned to Ireland for May, all that information is on the website. And we are about halfway full. So if you had thought about joining us to go to Ireland May 13th through the 22nd, give Largay Travel a call, 800-322-9481, and they'll give you information. But take a look at the website. The plans of every visit and every garden, and we've built links for every garden so that you can go to the garden's website to see what they look like, and some of them are incredible. This fall, after you put all your garden equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Gorgeous day. Hope you get to enjoy it, and maybe a little bit of work in the garden. You know, if it's still growing, now's the time to really push it because we're coming to the end of the season. A little bit of liquid fertilizer can go a long way right now. Granular for vegetables, they're too long-term. Liquid would give it a push and help it to mature and give you more size to the produce. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Tom from Martha's Vineyard, who has a question about a lawn.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning. That's a beautiful morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
I like to reclaim a lawn, and besides what grass is there and weeds, there's head spots and mosses, crabgrass, dandelions, and clematis, and I just want to make it look a little smoother and greener.
Okay. Well, you've got a choice. You can kill the weeds or plant grass seed, but you can't do both. And what I would suggest that you do is this is the best time of the year to plant grass seed. From now until mid-October is absolutely the best time because your ground is nice and warm. Traditionally, as we get into September, the amount of rain that we receive is going to increase. And when we've had a frost, your crabgrass will be killed. Your dandelions will be killed back until next year. So to make it really easy for you, go to a company that rents power equipment. And the machine that you want to rent is called a seed slicer. And it looks like a big lawnmower, except it doesn't have just one blade that spins horizontal. It has probably 10 or 12, maybe more, depending on the size. And they look like little skill saw blades. And they spin, and they actually cut a groove in your soil. And the seed will fall automatically into this groove. So now, when it rains, the seed is covered with soil. And the germination rate is much, much better. So what you would do is to take the lawnmower, scalp the ground, lower the blade as much as you can, and cut everything down so that it's as close to the ground as possible. And then you run the seed slicer back and forth on the area, put down some starter fertilizer, and keep it wet, and that seed will come right back up and give you a nice thick lawn. I can't believe we dropped again. Okay, we ready? Okay. Good morning. And we have sorry about the problems. We have gremlins in the phone lines this morning, and we apologize about that. But the fall is the best time for you to plant a new lawn. So if you can lower the blade on your lawnmower as close to the ground as possible so that you remove all of that green growth, and then rent a seed slicer. And all of your power equipment rental places will rent it to you for $25, $30 a day. And you can do a large area. And you want to use a good quality seed. Being that you live where your soil is sandy, there's a grass seed called Black Beauty, made by Jonathan Green, that is really, really good. It produces a root system up to 2 feet deep into the ground, and then some. And if you want to keep it natural, and you don't want to fertilize as often, and you don't want to mow as often, go to this website. It's called flowerfarm.com. And, wildflowerfarm.com. And they sell a grass seed that will grow in sun or shade. It was developed in Canada, so it will tolerate any kind of climate here. But wildflowerfarm.com, once it's established, you feed it in the spring, and that's it. And it's a slow-growing fescue grass that will blend in with your existing lawn, and you only have to mow it twice a year. How can you beat that? So either Wildflower Farm and check out their Eco Lawn. If you live on the North Shore, you can find it at some of the nurseries there, and you can apply it at this time of the year. So that's very good. But this is the best time to start a new lawn right now. And check out the Jonathan Green Black Beauty or the Eco Lawn by wildflowerfarm.com. And they can ship it to you, and you can get it planted, and it will come in very, very quickly because the ground is nice and warm at this time of the year. Northeast Nursery has it available in their store right now. Okay, Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Martha from Plymouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about a Colorado blue spruce.
Martha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. It's nice to be on. I have a blue spruce that I received from the town, and it was about 4 inches tall about 12 years ago, and it's been doing fine until about June of this year when the top leader died, and now other branches at the top are dying also. And the center trunk there, the little teeny needles on it are also brown compared to lower. So I would say the top 2 feet maybe is dying.
Can you get to the top of the tree?
Yes, it's only about 6 feet tall.
Okay. What you have is a little worm, and I have it on my tree this year. It's called a Nantucket pine shoot tip moth, and it's a butterfly that lands on the top of your tree on the main leader. It lays eggs on it. The eggs hatch, and they eat their way into the main stem. And when you cut it, you're going to see that they are between the bark and the wood, and you'll see all kinds of tunnels. I have a tree called a Fat Albert blue spruce, and it's a dwarf. It's big, but it's not going to get 100 feet tall like a lot of the blue spruces. And I have the same thing, and I just haven't had a chance to get up there. But what you need to do is to remove anything that's dead. So take your pruners or your loppers and keep cutting until there's no more tunnels up against the bark. And then that tree has pitch in it, and the pitch will seal it so that no weather can get inside. But what I try and do is to put it at a slight angle. That way when it does rain, it's going to wash off until the pitch has a chance to make like a seal where you made the cut. Now, next year, new shoots will develop from the branches that remain. And what you're going to have to do is wait until the new growth starts and look for the one that you think is going to give you the best new growth straight up from the plant. And you're going to have to train it to become a new leader to give you that conical shape. And the tree will probably make 4 or 5. So select the best one. The others that remain, prune them in half. And by pruning them, you'll prevent them from giving you like a bush on top of the plant. And the main leader that you didn't prune will grow straight. The ones that you pruned will fill in the space that was made when the plant died this year. And you're going to have to train it to just one, okay? But it will come back. It probably will take you 3 years. But select the best looking, the straightest one. Prune back the others in half. They'll fill in the base. The new leader will grow straight up. Thank you, Martha. Dawn, who's next?
This is Sharon from Cape Cod, who has a question or a follow-up question about the Asiatic beetle, and then a question about transplanting.
Okay, Sharon, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Heard this morning you're talking about the Asiatic beetle, which attacked my lilies this year, and I need to know, the stalks are now, they're still nice and thick and straight and strong. Can I cut them off and do that treatment now with the bare tree and shrub?
Okay. You don't want to prune it because the stem that's green and healthy is still making energy that it's sending down to the bulb. So if you prune it, that means you just shut down the factory. So just let them stay green. The only thing that you want to remove, if the lily made any pods, seed pods, on the very top where the flowers were, remove all of those, but allow the leaves to continue to grow. It's putting that energy back down into the bulb. And it's not too late to put the tree and shrub. If you put the tree and shrub now, it'll last 12 months. So that means that next spring, when the early Asiatic lily beetles arrive, the product is already in the bulb, and that will help to fight off the early ones. I would recommend that you reapply it next year, but I would definitely get some of it in now, just in case some of those beetles have made a hole in the stem and are on their way down. So examine it, and if you find holes, treat it. If the stem is nice and smooth and there's no holes, then you're safe and you won't have to use it now. And you can wait until next spring. But if there's holes in the stems, put the tree and shrub in it. And just to give you an idea, a quart of your mixture of tree and shrub, and that's a tablespoon per gallon, a quart will treat 5 bulbs. And you just pour it around the base of the plant, let it soak in the ground, the roots will absorb it, take it within the bulb, and protect it from this beetle, okay, and feed it. But if there's no holes, you're fine. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Paul from Cape Cod, who has a question about an oak tree.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to ask a question about, I had about a 75-foot oak tree taken down last winter because it had all rotted on the inside. And I want to replant a tree or have a tree planted. And right now, I have to have the roots all dug out. And I'm wondering whether I should plant the tree now or wait till spring.
Well, I mean, this is a great time to plant. If the stump is cut to the ground level, you can just go like 10 feet from it and plant a new tree there. That way you wouldn't have to go through the expense and the mess of digging up the roots, because the roots of that tree is massive. And I would rather that you cut the stump flush and plant 6 to 10 feet away. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks, as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade, the purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. John, who's up next?
Up next, we have Fred from Maine, who has a question about the tomato hornworm and blossom end rot.
Okay, Fred, good morning. How can we help you with your tomatoes this morning?
Your program shuts... Hello?
Yes, good morning.
I'm up in Appleton, Maine, and your program shuts down here at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I'm not sure if anybody's asked this question yet. But I've got the tomato hornworms coming up, started last night.
Mm-hmm.
Which, wonder what I can do with those besides plucking them off by hand. And then I also got some of this blossom bottom rot started.
Okay. The best and the safest product for the tomato hornworm is a product called Spinozad. It also goes under the name Captain Jack. So if you go to a garden center near you, it's not available in the big box stores, only in the garden centers because it needs to be explained how it works. But Spinozad is a bacteria, and you spray it on your plant, and any caterpillar insect that's on your plant, no matter what it is killed, and it hurts nothing else. Only kills caterpillars. Oh, and it works great on the larvae of the Colorado potato beetle. So if you have any Colorado potato beetles, it'll look like red beetles there that are on your potatoes. It knocks them right out. Very safe, very effective, but called Spinozad. And blossom end rot is a stress problem with the tomatoes, and it happens when your soil is acid. So what you need to do this fall and then again in the spring is to put some lime in your garden. It's as simple as that. Just change the acidity of your soil and the blossom end rot will go away. And it normally happens on the first fruit that produces on your plants, and usually as the plant adjusts, there's less and less of a problem. But either get 50-pound bags of lime at, again, your garden center or a feed and grain store, or you can buy a product made by Jonathan Green called Magic Cal. And one 40-pound bag will treat 5,000 square feet of your lawn. and in your garden, 140-pound bag will do about 1,000 square feet. You want to put it on heavier in the garden, especially since you have the blossom end rot. Okay? But it's nothing that you've done wrong. It's just that your soil is acidic, and they call it blossom end rot because it rots where the blossom was when it was on your plant, and it's on the, and as it's pollinated and matures, it develops where the flower came on your tomato. And the tomato is still good. I mean, you can just cut it out, but it really does spoil the look and everything else of it. So a good application of limestone or Magic Cal, and you're going to be in great shape. Okay? We're here on Sundays for you, and you can also listen on the internet. So, Fred, if you have a computer, go to paulparent.com, and you can listen live on the computer. And while you're there, sign up for our email newsletter. At the very top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on it, put your email address, and every Thursday, you will receive a free email newsletter. And it's just as simple as your email address, press the button for submit, and while you're there, there is a copy of this week's. If you just press on it, it will say, would you like to see this week's newsletter? Just click on it, and you can read what we wrote about this particular Thursday. This time of the year, enjoy your garden. Use liquid fertilizers on your vegetables and annuals to push them to give you color and to ripen what's in your garden. And for those of you living, let's say, on Cape Cod South, it's not too late for you to plant peas, lettuce, spinach, and all of your greens at this time of the year so that you'll have something during October and even early November. We're here for you on Sunday mornings. Have a great day. Enjoy your garden. And check out the newsletter. It's free every Thursday. Just go to paulparent.com and read all about it. Have a great week, everybody. Dawn, thanks for all your help. Bye-bye. Thank you.